Israel has destroyed a lot of Palestinian farmland since the beginning of its onslaught on the Gaza Strip on July the 8th.
As you can see around me, there is total destruction of the farm. On my right and under this pile, there are over 200 cattle herds that were killed by Israeli soldiers on purpose.
Well, the Palestinian agricultural fields have become a main target in the Israeli attacks, and many farmers' crops, trees, and greenhouses have been destroyed. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization, or the FAO, says the conflict has caused serious damage to Palestinian crops, herds, and fishing, as well as greenhouses. The FAO says the war has brought food production in Gaza to a halt and led to the rise in prices. The World Food Program is distributing food parcels to the residents of Gaza. It says almost the entire local population depends on food aid and that significant long-term help would be needed for local farms to recover. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza itself. Now, Hisham, tell us about this issue of the food issues and food production in Gaza. At this point, it seems that it's pretty much been destroyed.
The food and industrial sector, as the same for all the economic sectors, has been damaged and affected hugely by the attacking of the sector by the Israeli killing war machines. Simply, the Gaza Strip economy has collapsed and destroyed entirely, not only by the destruction happened to the factories or the workshops, but also by the stopping of the productivity of those facilities. Gaza used to be one of the very considered productive areas, productive sources. Many of the workers used to go out of the Gaza, work abroad. The farmers could actually grow many crops and send them to be exported to Europe, to Africa, especially roses, strawberries, different kinds of citrus, and other kind of fruit and vegetables. Gaza now has been prevented from exporting any goods, any food, or any industrial tools to due to the blockade, and of course the destruction happened to the industrial sector. As long as the economy, the whole economy of the Palestinians in Gaza, after these in particular after this offensive protective edge, so the people now in Gaza, instead of being productive and exporting their goods and food and products abroad, they are receiving food aid instead. This is very sad, actually, in terms of humanity, in terms of economy, in terms of treatment and international cooperation. The Gazans need to recover from this major loss in the industrial sector, as the same as for the lives and the hopes that were destroyed by the Israeli military practices in Gaza Strip.
Okay, Hisham, thanks very much for those. Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us live from the Gaza Strip.